sing. He never looked to me like he might hate me. I want you to love me like my dog.
Good morning. It's Monday, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 43 degrees right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Well, you know, Lucas, I know I don't need a cat, but this first cat that is up for finding its forever home sure is a looker. Good morning, Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County. Oh my goodness, this little cutie patootie is like, take me home, take me home. Good morning. Okay. Maybe she can hear us. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning.
There you
Happy
go.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I was just commenting on our first little kitty cat.
Oh,
she's so beautiful.
Oh my goodness. And sassy to boot.
And a young, I mean, like, what, year and a half?
Just under a year.
Just under a
okay,
year.
Okay, because I was going to say, she looks kind of skinny, but that makes, she's pretty active. So
super active.
Yeah, that
yes.
would just.
Well, and she's stunning with that all gray coat and that striped tail. Oh, my
yes.
goodness.
And those green eyes. That's like an actress.
She's just beautiful.
She's got her future ahead of her.
Yeah, put her in the movies.
Well, this one is Sienna. She is absolutely stunning. And she is also spayed, vaccinated to her age, tested microchip like all of our other babies before they leave our facility. But she also is, like I said, sassy, mm-hmm. independent, and spunky, which is sure to entertain you because, you know, when you're wanting her to come sit, she's going to go, maybe not today.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a very entertaining.
Cool.
She would prefer to be the only cat in the home. And I'm sure you never know what happened up until her, mm-hmm. you know, just under a year time frame to make her just be that way. But that is okay. Everyone has their own personality, including us.
That's right.
She is, as far as wanting to be the only cat in the house, we think she would be fine with the dog, who is just not very pursuant of her, but then again, just playful and a habitant in the home. She just needs the time to adjust, and I think she'd be the best little spunky girlfriend you could imagine. Mm-hmm. So if this girl actually grabs at your heart and your attention, give us a call. We'll make an appointment and see if a connection's made. That is 803-802-0902. And she just, I think she will entertain you to death.
She's so pretty.
Then we've got the dog of the week. Goodness gracious.
Look at those ears.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, each one of them have their little story, and some we know more of than others. But this cutie patootie is Sunny, and he is just 2 years old, so he just came up on his birthday. And he was a surrender by owner at no fault of his own, but due to circumstances in the owner's life. He, too, is neutered, tested, vaccinated, and microchipped, and he does great with other dogs. He is, and I say this lovingly, but he is a cattle dog, so you should research that because there's certain characteristics of each breed. Even if it's a little bit of them, sometimes that is a predominant behavior. And so this baby loves to, you know, corral his friends. You know,
he's
that cattle dog, so he likes to just corral his friends. But he's so sweet about it, and understanding that breed is just helpful because if you put children in that lane, well, he might corral the children.
that's true. I've heard that before.
And you don't want, you know, maybe you want.
Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. Depends
exactly.
on the kid.
He loves a lap to crawl into, but he also is desperately in need of walking, playing, running about. So we're putting his activity level about a medium to a high.
Okay.
So if this handsome boy grabs your heart, give us a call and we'll get you on the schedule. Remember, the entire family who live in the household has to be at the appointment. We do our procedures for a really good reason. It's to protect our babies and to do the harmonious thing for both the dog or cat and the family that they're going into. And then we go into the What's the Paws Scoop at the HSYC. Just a little plug, we had our Doggone Good Time Fall Festival this past Saturday. I am still recovering.
That's a good party, Mary Beth.
It is very fun. We had a great time. I'm still calculating the profits. But thank everyone, oh my gosh, for coming out. It was a perfect day. And of course, we are continuing to promote our Christmas boutique and our Christmas store and our boutique, like a ghost boutique, because it has fall and Halloween activities. It has been off the chart on how much people are coming in and shopping. Thank you so much for that support. All that money, because the location is free to us. Thank you, Big Fireworks. All the money comes to the animals, which is phenomenal. And then, of course, we just want to put a plug here to stay connected with our activities by joining us on Facebook. That's where we tell you all about our fun activities. And our needs this week are cat chow, kitten chow, and clay litter. Even though our kitten season has kind of dulled a little, I say that and I go, oh, gosh, don't say it. We still are. We have so many babies out there. I'm shocked every year. We think it gets a little better, and then we're just continuing on into October and soon to be November with babies. So thank you so much for your support, and all this can be seen on HumaneSocietyOfYorkCounty.org.
Thank you so much, Mary Beth Knapp, for all you do. Our sincere thanks to you and to the volunteers for all these little fur babies that can't speak for themselves.
Amen to that. Thank you so much for helping us get the word out.